from the Polyangle channel. My name is Capri Wilson, also known as Capri-san, and today I'm going to be reading my story called From Chicago to Iowa, and I hope you enjoy. So, Chicago is the place I was born and raised. I live with my family on the city's south side in a pretty decent neighborhood. My home was a two-story bungalow in which I lived with my mom, grandmother, brother, and uncle. Life in the big city was fun, and there were so many things to find entertaining, such as many venues, restaurants, and the lakefront, which was by far one of my favorite places to visit. The lakefront was always so much fun during the summers when my mom would take me, and I played for hours in the water and the waves. Over time, as I grew, the city changed. Many of the things that were so much fun growing up that I really liked doing became harder. Over time, they became a danger to myself and my family due to the city's ongoing violence. The violence had not been in my community for many years. Years my own mom had played on this very same block. I finally reached my community. During this time, my mother made the decision to move my brother and I to Iowa. When I first arrived in Iowa, I was in the second grade. My mom enrolled me in Orchard Hill and Cedar Falls. It was a bigger change than what was used to. New teachers, new classmates, new home. It all took some time to get used to. When I lived in Chicago, I went to a predominantly African-American school, but when I got to Iowa, that was not the case. Over time, I adjusted to my new surroundings, even though it took some time getting used to. Over the years, attending Orchard Hill was a fun school to attend. I made a few friends from my new neighborhood as well as from my new school, friends I still have today. My family lived in Cedar Falls when we first moved to Iowa, where we lived was really nice. The complex had a beautiful basketball court, a pool, and plenty of room for the children to enjoy outside. There was even a mall nearby with a movie theater inside. It was especially nice because my family enjoys watching movies. Many of the things I was now experiencing here in Iowa and Chicago, I wasn't able to have the grades access to. During middle school, I attended Peak Junior High. Many of the kids I went to grade school with were there as well, along with some of my neighborhood friends. I got into sports and ended up playing on several teams, track, football, and so many others, in which I enjoy the most, and I'm still part of the football team now in the high school, by the way. Many of the teachers were nice like Pete as well, and that made the experience a very good one. And sometimes I wonder if I were still living in Chicago, would my life still be the same? I can only hope that it would have been. Now that I'm 16, I have been living in Iowa longer than I live in Chicago, my home. My family has moved across town to Waterloo, and over time, I've seen the world change. When my family moved and I moved to Waterloo a few years back, the place seemed as if it was full of life. My home was located by a mall yet again and was a busy place. There used to be things for people to do, places people could go to have a great day, but now many of those places are shut down and the things that remind me of home no longer do. But overall, my journey from Chicago to Iowa has been a very good one. My family is living in a place where violence is almost never existent, and I do believe I'm receiving a great education. These things I think about now that I'm older and heading into my future are very important to me. And even though high school can be painful sometimes, it's still a part of life's progress. I am thankful that my mom made the decision to uproot our family and bring me to a place where I can learn and succeed without the fear of violence all around me. Living in Iowa has really been a change. I must admit, I do wish there was more to do, more places to get out and enjoy. My hope is that the Iowa I once knew as a younger man can again be that same place. For teens, these things really do matter and are important because they create opportunity. Opportunity to grow, learn, be yourself, and more importantly, to enjoy life. Iowa has been a great place and will be even greater one day. I miss Chicago with every day that passes. I miss the big cities and the bright lights. It's so unfortunate that such a beautiful place has all the many problems it does. My entire family still resides in Chicago, and my family and I like to visit when we can. When we are in the city, we do things we once did while living there, which is always a blast.